It's the place you go when you finish your show, where your two best friends, our names are Max and Ben, we're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
You're getting punked.
Oh,
we just got punked.
Oh, I totally thought that got happened. I got tricked, bamboozled, bewildered am I.
You know what, Max? I felt like a fucking idiot.
I got
when the next
duped.
Episode started. I called my wife and I was like, I'm in a bad place right now. I'm spiraling. I feel like the biggest idiot on the planet.
I put $10,000 on Francesca going on the date herself. So,
No. You went to Vegas for that?
Yeah.
But you could have just, Max, you know, you could have just like stayed for 5 more seconds.
I put all the money.
Beginning of the next episode.
It's weird because the odds were so much the other way, but
yeah.
I just did it.
You wanted that 1,000,000 to 1 odds. You were like,
Damien was by himself. She wasn't there, and he looked sad.
Oh. Well, they've put it out there now in the universe, and maybe they're manifesting it.
So I'm going to have to go on a shipping boat, on a fishing boat to Alaska, and you'll never hear from me again.
A shipping boat would be better. Get on a freight,
boat. So
one of those ones where they crack the ice on the way up to the North Pole.
Yeah. You guys are never going to hear from me unless you follow through with our ultimatum and you give us 50 followers within a week and follow us on Instagram at Reality Alert Podcast. Otherwise, just not going to be able to podcast anymore. So going to have to.
We are meme lords.
Ship up there.
We are meme lords. We do pass down blessings upon all of our followers daily. So yes, please come and follow. Be our disciples. Yeah.
Will the memes pay the lords only if we have 900 followers instead of 850, you know?
That's right.
That's how it works. That Damien and Francesca, they're a bunch of Ashton Kutchers, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Impractical Joker. They're impractical jokers.
They're the jokers. They're evil.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Who's Batman?
Do you know how they got those scars? Who's Batman? I think Dom thinks of himself as Batman.
He definitely does.
Double down Dom, Batman Dom. Definitely.
Yes. Very territorial over Gotham.
Yeah. they tell I just want to say this episode was fire. Drama, lots of tears, lots of hilarity. Don't like to see Mitchell on my TV, but hey, there was drama.
Yeah. If I could change just one thing about the
turn
episode,
back
it would be,
time. Yeah.
If they could just like pixelate him maybe on screen, you know, censor him out, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would be good.
Did you notice, by the way, when Francesca they did that bit, I was looking for Dom because I was like, I want to see Dom's reaction to this because I bet he doesn't think it's that funny. Dom's got Georgia in his lap and he's got both arms around her. She couldn't leave if she wanted to.
He's doing
the same thing again,
holding like, so tight. I thought her head was gonna pop off.
It's like, what is it? Is this what it's like to date Dom? Like you go on
one
date with him and then he's like,
you're
my wife and you're going to meet my family tomorrow.
You're my wife, don't leave me.
My little brother's going to fall in love with you.
My little brother's going to fall in love with you. You're going to fall in love with me.
It's like, Dom, come on.
We can't have sex unless I eat oysters beforehand.
Yes.
You'll ask me to get you a banana from the grocery store. I'll bring back a pineapple.
I'll call it a papaya.
Yeah. You'll say you want to go someplace international for spring break. We'll go to Wyoming. That's how things will work out if you want to date Dom.
And he'll always think that he's going to be backstabbed by you.
Yes.
Because life is the mole.
Life is the mole.
It is. And Will doesn't help that theory.
We're going to get to that. I'm starting to really learn that we predicted everything about him.
It's crazy how much we predicted. It's crazy. I also predicted the match that comes at the end of this episode.
No matter if we predicted things incorrectly or we predicted things correctly,
we still put it out there.
The things that we predicted that we were wrong about, I'm very surprised. And the things that we predicted correctly, I feel that we were mainly joking about.
Yeah.
So this show is very much surprising me. I'm very surprised.
I thought you were about to call the show a joke.
No, I'm just very surprised by a lot of the things that happen.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Colleen Mitchell ending up is not a surprise, but no. I find myself surprised.
Yeah, it should be a surprise that anyone would want to be with Mitchell, but sadly, this is the world we live in.
I know.
Mitchell's still a virgin!
I mean, it's sexy. It's sexy.
How old is he now?
He's a slut-shaming virgin. It's very hot. He's 25, 26.
Okay. Is he going, is he trying to be in an Apatow movie at some point in his life?
Yes, he's trying to get up there. He hasn't found the one yet, okay?
Yes.
What's up with a virgin who has trouble making commitments and dating, but he can commit to being a virgin?
Chloe's like talking about how her biggest fear is that he's like a player. It's like, but he's a virgin. How much can he be playing? Like, come on.
How can you be afraid of commitment when you've made such a strong commitment to yourself and to God, I presume? You're obviously good at committing to something.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't understand it either. I really don't.
It's perplexing.
It's very confusing. It's very confusing to me. There's something going on. I don't know what's going on, but something's weird about all this.
It's a scandal. It's an outrage.
Let's throw out the conspiracy theory. I think maybe we talked
aliens.
Circle season 2. Yes. Well, aliens. He is an alien. We know that. He's a ghost too. No. The conspiracy theory is that he's not a virgin, but he's marketing himself as one to get on these shows.
Oh, he was like, virgins are hot. And I
gotta have a token virgin, and if I'm a good looking token virgin, then that's an element that I have. Freaking
great. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Maybe. I don't know. I kind of believe that he is a virgin.
I kind of believe it is too. He is too. Yeah.
Because I just think that when he would date people outside the shows, he'd get outed, and I don't think that everybody would keep his secret for him.
Maybe he has a Confederate flag tattooed next to his privates.
Yeah, and he can't get it. Nobody will remove it for him.
Nobody will remove it. Yeah.
Or it's like too dangerous because it's right next to his dick. They're like, if we use the laser right next to your dick, it will delete all your sperm.
Yeah.
Forever.
That's got to be what it is.
Yeah. So they say that they're going to send, this is good from Nicole. Being a virgin didn't get him on the show. Being Chloe's ex got him on the show.
No. I was surmising that it got him on the circle.
Yes.
But yeah, very true. He wouldn't be here if not for Chloe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They say, that they're going to send Inez on a date. Bertie says what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. He then goes on to say, stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes a fighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over because you're gone.
That's what he said. Is this Kanye West?
No, I would never quote Kanye West in 2023.
I just knew he had a song called Stronger.
No, it's Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I actually just used that song in one of our posts on Instagram.
Yeah. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
This is why I knew the Kanye West thing, too.
What makes you stronger, stand a little taller, doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. That's just Bartice's theme, you know?
See, the way I pick these songs for Instagram is I just, like,
type in a word.
I type in a word, then I'll see what songs have that word in it.
You know, Ben, I'm not going to go around quoting Kanye, you know?
Yeah, hell no. Fuck him. Okay, I stand corrected by listener Maria. You're right. Maybe it wasn't the token virgin thing that got him on the circle.
No, being a virgin brother definitely helped. It There's does no help. Way it, does. It didn't help. They weren't just like, you have a brother? We're going to put you on the show.
It's
like,
both. It's a combination.
It's both. Combination. It helped. It helped. They weren't just put on any brother of his.
Yeah. I mean, how can you... you know, you need to get another brother to stomp out the competition, really.
Definitely, definitely. Then tell Chloe she's going on a date. I love that they tell Chloe that they haven't seen Shane this happy in a long time. That when Ben, no, listen, they really care about him. They say that when you go on a date, you learn how much you miss someone.
Yeah, what? Yeah, just like with Francesca and Dom. She realized how much she missed him, and then she got with him.
Yeah, she didn't. Yeah,
and they're in love now. Yeah,
Chloe agrees. She says it's probably what's best for them.
I'm sure she does. Yeah,
this all makes sense. This all totally adds up. So Chloe and Mitchell go on their date. They only broke up 6 months ago. It's pretty fresh. Pretty fresh.
Yeah, but like, what kind of relation? They had a relationship, like. He was living in the U.S. She was in the U.K. They never had sex.
Relationships can exist without sex, Ben.
I'm just saying it's not. Well, okay, you're right. Relationships can't exist without sex. Having said that, though, they are acting like they were like so tight. And it's like, I can't see that given the long distance like, and the lack of intimacy.
That they saw each other in person, they broke up, so.
Yeah,
as was very documented on social media.
Yes, absolutely.
She says that she loved him, but he got insecure about them not having sex when she had previously had sex. Okay, look,
that's a oh,
it is fine if you want to save yourself until marriage, but if you are going to be in a relationship with someone else who has previously had sex, you cannot hold it against them.
Yeah, look, if that's the dating pool you're looking for is women who haven't had sex, maybe try church instead of reality TV. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you're not going to find that person.
Yeah, it's like, and it's like, if it does make you insecure and you can't help it, then you have to go date other virgins, you know? Like, if it's a jealousy problem that you can't overcome, then you have to go date other virgins, you know?
Yeah.
And if don't take it out on, it sounds like he was getting insecure and kind of taking it out on her is what I'm surmising, but we don't know.
It really does sound like that.
It does. It sounds like
it sounds
reading very, between the lines.
It sounds just childish, is what it sounds like.
Yeah. Yes,
sounds like
children are always children are always blaming other children for having sex. You know, that's something.
Well, we're old, so when I say children, I don't mean little kids.
Yes,
you know.
No, I'm just kidding. Initially, it appears that she's like torn between Shane and Mitchell, and she says it's the ultimate test to see if she's moved on from him, but she fails that test pretty quickly. But you know, when you start painting someone, how are you not going to kiss them? Once the paint fight happens, you have to. It's written in the laws of filmmaking.
How annoying is the FERC stuff, by the way? Like, why did they even let him do that? Why it's so obnoxious.
I put it in cringe. Cute or cringe, I put it in cringe. Anything that starts with fur, you know, it's like fur baby, furk. Ferngully is cool though, so don't include Ferngully in there. I like Ferngully.
Yeah. You know what I like to say, Max? Fuck.
I like to say fucking. Yeah. Mitchell says
was crazy when they painted portraits of each other, by the way. Chloe did a little Confederate flag in the back of the portrait of Mitch. Did you know
that's really weird? Yeah,
that was crazy. And Mitch was like, whoa, this is like
really she also did mean. Him holding like a pro-life sign. It was really crazy.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I did the British flag for you. And she's like, oh, well, I did this flag for you because I know that's your thing.
Oh, Katrina B makes a good thing. Fergie is still good. Yes, she has that MILF money. So yes, Fergie is still good. That London Bridge is falling down. I agree. We like Fergie.
Fergie from Black Eyed Peas?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Not Fergie the princess. Fergie from Black Eyed Peas.
Okay.
Don't worry. I was referencing her solo career, though, Ben. Those were the songs I was referencing. She's but yes, Fergalicious. Fergalicious, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Ben. Very.
Did you
Ben?
See...
Ben?
Give me an applause.
Yes, the chat. Kimberly says, good job, Ben. Everybody is.
Did you see her national anthem at the NBA All-Star game a few
years ago? Yes, that was incredible.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever see when she was on stage and she beat herself?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, there's photos of it. It's very funny. Nicole says,
you guys are cracking
10
me.
Points for Ben.
I did it.
Wow. Yeah. So Ben, so I'm sorry, not Ben and Mitchell make out. Mitchell
God.
And Chloe make out.
Maybe if I went to hell.
Yeah. Back at the villa, Bartice and Shane, they are commiserating.
I'm fine, big guy. I'm fine, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty funny. Love is blind, squad, baby. Who's going squad, home tonight?
Pod squad. Pod
squad. Yeah, love is blind. Look, libbers, libbers. Yeah. Libertarians. That's what we are.
None of you fucking know what we went through. None of you fucking know.
You don't know what we did. You don't know what happens in those pods.
You don't know what real relationships look like. We're pioneers.
Bartice is kind of cocky. He's like, I'm worried about me and Shane, but if I've learned one thing about being here, anything can happen in this house. And I just want to remind people.
That's true.
Because I had to remind myself. Bartice talked all the time on Love is Blind about how him and Raven are the type of people that when they enter the room, everyone looks at them. And he said, women come to me and they all are attracted to me and they talk to me and he doesn't need to go to them. When he enters the room, he's so attractive that everybody's attracted to him.
This was an ego check for him, for sure.
He doesn't need to do anything because he's so hot and his personality is so attractive. He's the most attractive man in the world. Speaking of very interesting personalities, Will enters, and we were joking about what if Will came into the house and treated Perfect Match, a dating show, like the mole? Wouldn't that be funny? And then he says
and Dom did it too. Dom treated it like the mole as well.
Dom's not treating it like the mole.
In the way that he couldn't let it, he was like, everybody's competing and I'm feeling left out and it's happening all over again.
Okay, yeah, he kind of is. He is like a complex.
Yes.
And like kind of, but he's like Will actually.
Will is coming in like Savannah did at the beginning where it's like,
yes,
we're playing a game to win. Yeah.
Dom is like, but Dom is like actually trying to like date people, you know?
Yeah.
Will is, listen, let's just listen to what he says.
My strategy on the mole was to outlast and outplay all the other competitors. So I don't plan on having any different strategy here. I plan on outlasting and outplaying all the other guys.
Okay, so Will, I think Savannah viewed the game as playing against all the other couples. Will is playing against all the other guys because there's only one guy winner.
Yeah.
So he wants to go against all the other guys because that's his version of winning. You know, he's like, I don't want to win as a couple. I want to be the winner guy. And there's only one guy left at the end.
He doesn't fully understand the concept of the show.
And I also don't think he understands that, like, I think you actually have to, like, make somewhat of a connection, because, like, people will be able to smell your bullshit. And also, you probably shouldn't say out loud to, like, sincere people,
like, it is.
I just want to win.
Because obviously she's going to go back to the house and tell everybody, like,
what do we say? Girls talk. Come on.
And boys, you and me, we talk.
Yeah, we talk. But, you know, like, girls really talk. Boys kind of sit there and they just go, like,
what else? What other boxes do you want to put genders into, Max? What else?
You're the first person I ever said on the podcast, and I was like, wow, that's so wise. Girls really do. They really confer amongst each other.
I don't think I ever said that.
No, it's just like men think that they can, like, pull things over on women, and then women they actually talk to each other about shit. It's very it's very stupid.
Of course, yeah, it's extremely stupid. Yeah, it really does look like Will does not give a shit about actually finding a match.
Well, I mean, I do think that that's not the dumbest thing, because I don't think any of these relationships are going to work out. Maybe Joey and Carousel.
I could legitimately see, like, a post coming from them once the show's over saying they're still in a relationship. I could see it.
I don't know. She described all of Joey's behavior before the show, and, like, how is Joey going to act once they're out of the villa and this perfect scenario in the real world comes? How is Joey's behavior going to be?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical, guys. I'm cynical. You got me.
I don't know. I do think he loves blondes so much. I think he's ready to settle down with a blonde.
Yeah, but what about when her platinum highlights run out and he realizes that she's not as blonde as he once thought? Things, look, man, you know, trouble.
There's a reason why divorce rates are so high in this country.
I know.
The highlights run out, you know?
They really enjoy this chocolate fondue fountain, and they really do seem to connect. He thinks it's really hot how she says fondue. They make a lot of jokes. Initially, this does seem like they could be a good match. Kind of seems happier with him than the other people. If he had just kept his trap shut, he could have worked this.
Yeah. Inez says she wants a green card too.
Yeah. Well,
does she know what our healthcare system is like? Does she know? Well, should somebody tell her? Somebody should tell her, right?
She's had such a good time with all these guys here on Perfect Match in America that she would sacrifice her health care to live with all of them.
Yeah, yeah. She'd be down to spend, you know, $8,000 on an ambulance if in the emergency. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's worth it for them.
Back at the villa, Joey asks what the biggest misconception everybody has about you is, and Carousel starts to talk. And Francesca goes and points at her and goes, psycho. It's very weird. It was very strange. I was like, what? Is it a misconception, or are you just calling her a psycho? I was a little confused about it.
That was very confusing. I don't understand their friendship at all.
Yeah. Francesca says it's a misconception that she's evil. Do you think Francesca's evil?
Why would that thought come to my mind? Francesca,
go to her TikTok and you can see who she really is. Okay, go to her TikTok.
Sometimes when I watch her on screen, I can actually see a halo above her head, because she's
a misconception. Will and Inez come back not holding hands, and Francesca and Carousel both instantly mention how hot Will is, but Joey had a different feeling about it.
Why is every guy 6'5"? I'm an average height type of dude. Can we get some other average height sort of guys in here?
Poor Joey. Poor little Joey. Tiny Joey.
It's tough. It's
he's
tough.
Pocket-sized.
His neck hurts from looking up so much.
He's bite-sized.
Oh.
Everything's relative, so per the show, he's not average. He's below average.
Bite-sized is cute.
He should just own it. He should just work it, you know?
Yeah.
He's little, and that's okay. He has a girlfriend. Why is he so insecure
about
it?
Why does he care about that?
I don't know.
Maybe they got a basketball court there and he's like just getting destroyed in all the games.
Listener Marie asks, how tall is Joey? He's 4 foot one. That's how tall he is. So that's why he feels so insecure about it. We went over this on our Perfect Match catch assessment. You can check that out on YouTube and all podcasting platforms.
I heard he's going to be on a TLC show coming up.
Yes, everyone in the chat is confirming 4 foot one, 4 foot one. I looked it up earlier. It said 4 foot one, so 4 foot one it is. Dom is like, yeah, me and Will have some things to iron out, but we don't have to do that right now. Of course you wouldn't do it right now. Of course you wouldn't cause drama. Jeez.
Just do it. Go get in a car, Dom, and call Will right now inside the house.
Okay. Inez and Dom, she tells Dom that she's 50-50 between Bartice and Will, but it's really funny what she says. She says she feels Bartice is genuine, but there's no physical connection whatsoever. And then she says, on the other hand, there is Will, who she thinks is smart, and they connected on a deeper level and gave her something to look forward to. And I'm like, that's...
Is it because he's got a big head, Will? Is that the correlation? They're like... He's got a big head. That means he must have a big brain in there, too.
Yes, he's smart.
That's what it is. Yeah.
But I'm like, how is that 50-50? You just said, like, I don't really like Bartice, but I really like Will. I'm 50-50. I just can't decide.
Look, Inez gives a fair shot to everybody, okay? It's a flip of a coin.
50-50. I would really like to match up with Will. I would really not like to match up with Bartice. 50-50. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Chloe and Mitchell enter. I will say that they're not holding hands.
Fuck.
That's Shane saying, dude, fuck.
Oh, Shane.
Shane instantly he knows that it's her ex-boyfriend, but Shane initially says he hopes this solidifies their relationship.
She sweeties him when she walks in. She says, yeah. Hey, sweetie. Gives him a little kiss. Ooh, Chloe, you're making it harder than it needs to be now at this point.
Yes.
You already know what you're going to do. She already knew. She already knew.
She knew. She knew what she was going to do. And I just want to say...
Trying to get other people to do her dirty work, too. I was like, Chloe, just do it.
Chloe, you know? Just do it. Just
do it yourself. Don't rip off the Band-Aid yourself. Don't send Damien. Don't send his pod squad brother over there to talk about the good times in the pods. You know? Come on.
Yeah, come on. And I think this is a good time to take a break and hear from our sponsor. We're once again hearing from Manscaped.
That's right. Support for Reality Alert is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code REALITYALERT at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 14 million balls.
That's correct. Ben, inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. Ben, I have personally used the lawnmower on my nether regions, and Ben, they have never been better trimmed. I'm serious.
I'm loving the lawnmower. My wife is, I don't even have a backyard. My wife is asking me to mow the lawn nowadays, you know? I'm like, what is this? I don't even have a yard.
Anyway, get 20% off and free shipping with the code REALITYALERT at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code REALITYALERT. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Okay, welcome back to the show. Nick Lachey shows up and encourages everyone to be honest. Wow. Just be honest with your partner. Be honest to the people you're not going to match up with. Ben, do you think that...
That's like groundbreaking, actually. I'm thinking about it now, and I'm like, this might be the key to a good relationship, now that I think about it.
Do you think that everyone listened to him about being honest after...
Well, Will certainly did. The guy does not have a filter when it comes to his honesty.
I think Will did. I'm not sure if Chloe did entirely, and I'm not sure if the people advising Chloe did.
No. It's such... Oh, this whole thing is so cringe. Mitchell is so cringe. Her breaking up with Shane was so cringe. It was also cringe. It wasn't cute. It was cringe.
Yes. So Chloe and Joey and Georgia and Damien and Carousel talk. Now, a bunch of shit happens, but I'm going to break it down to generally what happened. Yep. So Chloe says, I thought I was over Mitchell, but I'm not. And we kissed. She says she wants to talk to Shane before anyone. But Georgia says to talk to Mitchell first. Joey says to talk to Shane first. Chloe asks if she should tell Shane about the kiss. And everyone says no.
It's good to lie. Yeah,
it's good to lie. Because he's definitely
Nick Lachey says, it's a good thing. Yeah.
He's definitely not going to find out about it from potentially Mitchell or someone else. Clearly, she should just tell him. It's so weird that they're like, no.
It's super weird. And they're just making it worse.
I mean, good for drama, so I do support this. Yeah. I mean, I do want to say, it's not like what she did, it's not like the worst thing ever. It's not like her and Shane were like really dating. You know, like, it's not like anybody cheated on
dating Mitch, though, is the worst thing ever.
That is bad. Dating Mitch is bad. But it's not like her and Shane were like together. They've known each other for like 2 days. Nobody is actually dating.
The likability factor goes down just a tiny bit for Chloe, though, when she links up with Mitch, for sure.
Yes. But she's very young. So she'll have to.
You got to make mistakes when you're young.
She's learning the hard way.
Yes. Mm hmm.
You know, nobody's actually dating besides Joey and Carousel, you know, like, yeah. So I just think that she should have, you know, told him, but she barely got a chance to, but so Shane and Mitchell talk. And, I do think that Mitchell, I'm probably never going to say this again. He did the right thing by just saying like, hey, just to be honest with you, we did kiss, just to clear the air and like, you know,
he didn't run that one by Chloe first before he went to tell.
Yeah. I guess that could have been a thing, but I mean, he might not have known that.
No, I'm not, like, I'm just saying it's a funny situation how it turned out. Yeah.
I like how he's like, this puts us in a weird situation. And Shane's like, doesn't put me in a weird situation. Cause I'm done. Yeah, I gotta say, I respect that Shane puts himself, that Shane at least initially puts himself in this position where he holds himself in respect. And he's like, if you don't want to be with me wholeheartedly, then I'm out, you know, like, I'm not sticking around for someone who doesn't want Big Daddy Shane, you know, you kiss someone else. No, if I'm your second choice, like with Inez, he's like, no, you're going to have to beg me to be their match. You know, like, he's like,
yeah, yeah. And the poor guy wants out, and the producers decide to torture him and make him sit there with Bartice and wait for Mitch to do a cannonball in the pool right above.
Okay. Him. That was hilarious.
It's hilarious, but he also got done so dirty for the producers because it's obvious he wanted to go. And they made him sit there. They clearly manufactured that. That was no accident by any means.
It was so well done. It was beautifully directed. It was an amazing scene. It was so well done.
I heard that Scorsese came in to direct that scene.
I would believe it. It was so well done, dude. It was incredible. Chloe tells Damien to tell Shane, God, this is like everything that happens is so incredible. She tells Damien to tell Shane that she will talk to him soon and asks him to make Shane feel a little better about himself. Oh. Can you pump him up? Make him feel like the big swan that he is, like the daddy swan.
Yeah, nothing really gasses you up like your match sending over another person to pre-break up with you. Yeah,
he's feeling like an ugly duckling, so can you make him feel like a swan? So Damien and Shane,
you
don't talk.
Give him a $20 bill. I think this would make it.
Yeah, make him feel good. You give him a kiss on the cheek and rub his shoulders a bit. Shane is like, she kissed another dude. I'm out. It's a waste of my time. Very Shane. Damien, he has an interesting perspective on this, and some that I actually thought was a little wise for Damien. I was a little impressed. He says, it's about putting your heart on the line and you're afraid to do it. If it was Natalie on that date, you know you would have kissed her too. If you're going to be a hypocrite, go the fuck home. If you change your mindset, you're going to change the way the rest of your life goes. Now, I think some of that is a little dramatic, yeah. But like I don't think you're going to change the history of your life, but I do agree that the perspective of, you know, that on that date and she had kissed, as she had wanted to kiss you, you would have kissed her too. And that when you came back and Chloe was there, you might also have been open to making a decision between the two.
Yes.
And that it does complement things. So
but
maybe
it's
you
a
don't...
ridiculous scenario, because as we all know, Natalie was having her big birthday bash at this time. With all
oh,
of
we never talked about that. Friends. That was the breaking news. We learned via Shane's Instagram story that the reason that he didn't attend the Natalie's birthday party on Love is Blind after the altar season 2 was because he was already in Panama, which makes me forgive them a lot more for him not being there.
Of course.
But I wish that they had just, you know, rescheduled the thing, because the show would have been a lot better.
Yeah.
Just fix your fucking scheduling. They're so bad at scheduling.
Netflix is the worst at scheduling.
They're so bad.
They're so bad with it.
They're so bad. I did like that. I mean, I don't think that if he changes his mindset, he's going to be that much better at.
But it is. I do think it's a good exercise to put yourself in that shoes of the other person.
And yeah, I was
in that moment. Yeah, some actual growth on reality TV.
Yeah, I know. I was like, Damien, that's pretty. Like, that's pretty good. You know.
But I also don't blame Shane for being upset either. I think his emotions are valid as well. So
no, I also think that it's good that Shane is like, I don't play games. Like, I want people who are going to be there 100% for me. I think it's a very good position to hold, you know. It's if somebody is really between you and their ex and they still have unresolved feelings about their ex and they just kissed them, like, do you really, and their ex is going to be around, like, if you weren't on a show, like, in the real world, like, would you really want to be with somebody whose, like, ex was going to be around and you weren't over them? Like, no. Like, that is a terrible position you're in, and we all know people who have been in relationships that were like that, and it was never healthy for them. So I think Shane is being wise about that.
Yeah, definitely. It just stings a little more because it's Mitch. That's why.
Yeah, I know. So Chloe and Mitchell, talk, and Mitchell is like, I told Shane I couldn't lie to him. And they basically have a discussion where Chloe asks Mitchell what he wants. And Mitchell's like, well, I want you, but this is so fresh. I don't want to put pressure on it. And I just got here, you know, I want to be able to date around. And Chloe's like, well, I want you, and I can choose between you and Shane right now, and if you're gonna say you want to date other people, then I want to be on you. And he's like, well, I'm so bad at commitments. And she says,
it's just too hot to handle,
you know, it's not too hot to handle, baby. And he eventually says, okay, I just want to be with you. But we're gonna have to see if that ends up happening. Is he really gonna commit to her?
He's committed to someone. It's not her, though. It's God.
It's Robert E. Lee.
He's not even from the South. He's from Pennsylvania, for fuck's sake.
Robert E. Lee?
No. Mitchell.
Yep.
I'm not saying that if you were from the South, that would be excusable, by the way. I want to make that very clear.
Yeah. Hey, I went to like a Vermont State Fair and they were selling Confederate flags. So I don't know. I was like, I'm in Vermont. Anyway, Will Franceschi Carousella talking, and Will says he would never wear a shirt if he didn't have to. Well, if you're in the cold, have fun getting frostbite. And Franceschi Carousella get him to take off his shirt right now. And Will asks,
when do you border into douche territory?
I think he bordered into douche territory when he said, I would never wear a shirt if I didn't have to. I think that was when you entered douche territory, correct?
It might have also been when he came into this dating show and said, I'm here to play a game. I don't give a shit about, matching up with anybody.
Yeah. I think that was douche territory.
We didn't get to see this douche side of Will nearly as much on The Mole. We get to see completely.
Do I have to play all the sound bites again?
I'm just saying that it's much more challenge heavy there, so it's less screen time for his douchiness. Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, we're gonna get a lot more douchiness from him. He's definitely a douche.
I liked when Inez walked into the room and she starts closing her eyes like it's.
Yeah. She says that she's a conservative.
Yeah, so it should be a perfect match with Bartice, right? You would think.
She does not want to free the male nipple. She doesn't want to. It was just funny because the men are shirtless all the time, but for Will, she doesn't want men to be shirtless in the evening. She thinks it's a more demure time for people.
Yes. You should be shirtless at breakfast time.
Yes. Lunchtime.
Brunch is a no. You got to put a shirt on for brunch.
Yes.
And then lunch, you take it off.
And tea time.
Yes, we can't forget about that. Croissant time. Yes.
Inez and Will have a chat. And it says, Bartice has been respectful of her not wanting to be physical. Just wait. But there isn't really a connection. She says, however, there is a connection with Will. Let's listen to this metaphor that she uses.
It's like, well, you can be a lion and I can be a lioness. And we could either feel like great hanging out in the jungle as much as we can eat each other's hair or head or whatever.
Head. Yeah. Bite each other's heads off. I think that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I don't think that is what she was looking for.
I don't think she was talking about biting.
No, I think she was, I think she was talking about when lions are like playful with
grooming,
each other.
And licking.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but lions do the thing where they go, you know, they do a little bit of gnawing on each other, but it's a cute thing.
But Will said biting each other's heads off. When you talk about each other's heads off, that's a reference to fighting.
Right. Look, this is it's not even a language barrier thing. I think Will just doesn't understand what lions are like. It's too bad Chase isn't in the house because Chase could very well explain that they're arsonists. They'll light it all up. You know,
I'm purring.
I think Chase was actually in as perfect match. They really had a lot in common.
Had to be. They're both a couple of lions. Little kitty cats.
Will does say, you haven't seen the person I am when I am dedicated to something. So,
you got to watch The Mole. That's what he says. He's like,
you have to watch The Mole.
He's really dedicated to finding The Mole.
He is warning her. That when she sees that side of him, she might not like him.
Yeah.
I want to point out something very important, Ben.
Okay.
Will says if he was playing blackjack, he would double down on them.
Wow. Now he's starting to steal Dom's lines.
Yes. Huh? I want to remind everyone in The Mole, Dom said this.
You call me Double Down Dom.
He referred to himself as Double Down Dom. If this isn't a slight against Dom, I don't know what is.
Look, Will has already done him dirty once, and now he's doing it again. I'm afraid Francesca's going to have to take out her mop again because the whole place is going to be flooded with tears.
Yeah. Francesca and Damien, they're just happy that they caused all of this drama, you know, and they don't think that Shane and Chloe were meant to be. Chloe and Shane, Chloe says Mitchell fried my brain. That's her first excuse. Shane is basically like, you told me you were into me and then you make out with him and then you talk to him first instead of me. You had a date with him already. You could have talked about this with him at the date.
Yeah.
And
look, Mitchell will fry your brain if you follow him on IG. So just don't.
Yeah,
do
don't
that.
Do it. Yeah. Chloe says she didn't want to drag him through the uncertainty. And Shane says, yeah, I don't want to be a part of it. And she says she's just going with him. And Shane walks away like he does. Yeah.
Sad. Sad. Yes.
It's like Pretty Woman when she walks out of the store. Yeah. That's who Shane is. Chloe cries, she gets comforted. But let's get to Inez and Bartice. Inez tells Bartice she feels they have a friendship connection, not a romantic one, and Bartice cannot believe that he is being rejected. This doesn't happen to Bartice. He's never the man that everybody is over.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the man that has people saying yes for him at the altar. And then he says no.
He picked her up from the bottom of the floor and built her up to who she is, he says. And then she says she picked herself up.
What a
up.
Thing to say, huh?
He built her up because she cried one day.
What a thing to say to someone you care about. To someone you think is
your cares
match.
About her?
Well, he's claiming he does.
So this is the thing. She insists that they don't have a connection. He insists that they do have a connection, because when they hold hands, he says, don't tell me what I feel. So here is what he says.
No, you're feeling the same thing as I'm feeling.
I'm feeling more than you, clearly.
Well,
if I touch your hand right now, I'm feeling more than you're feeling, clearly. I'm just telling you I feel more.
So he says that he wow. feels more than she is feeling, and she says she doesn't feel connection. He's saying that she does. But then in confessional, he goes around and says this.
You're more attracted to him? Like, just tell me that shit. Because guess what? I'm not the most attracted to you in the house, but we have the most emotional connection.
Got her.
Got her. I actually don't think you're that hot.
Jesus Christ, this guy.
But we have the most emotional connection, even though she said that she doesn't feel connected to you. So how can you have a connection if someone doesn't feel that they have a connection with you?
Yeah. Yep. Correct.
Ben, I have a question.
When do you border into douche territory?
That was a long, long time
long
ago.
Time
for
ago. Maybe right long. Around the I picked you
comment?
Up off the floor
yeah.
and built you up.
No, I was gonna say Love is Blind. That the
oh
Raven
yes,
comment
yes.
that he made. Yeah,
yeah.
To Nancy in bed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is so
yeah,
bad.
Our chat is saying they wish that he would have grown since Love is Blind, but this was like wasn't this like not that long after?
No, it was very quick. It was very soon after.
It was very soon.
It was like after. Right after.
So he had no time really to grow at all. So
there was a point where like Inez was trying to like explain what love is. She's like, it's a collection of particles. Like, sorry, I'm doing a British accent. She's like, it's a connection of particles. Like, we can't explain what it is, you know? And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Don't try to explain love to Bartice. He's not gonna listen. Just or, it's not worth your time.
Poor thing. She hasn't seen the season yet.
And yeah, I know. I was like,
if she had seen it, I don't think it would have been a thing to begin with. So yeah.
Yeah. Inez matches with Will, and everyone else does too. Bartice and Shane, they leave the house, and the cannonball thing happens. And
the cannonball thing it was really funny, but it's also like it was more funny for me to watch it happening to Bartice than it was happening to Shane, because I felt like, oh, that's kicking Shane while he's down, that kind of sucks. But with Bartice, it was I loved it.
Yeah. It was just very cinematic, you know.
Yes.
Next morning, Dom and Will, they finally iron everybody out, and they iron everything out, and you know, they talk about how during the mole they were the closest, and Will says on the show he fucked with everyone's emotions he possibly could, and now you'll get to see the real him, and that he cares about Dom and thinks he's an amazing person, and they hug it out. Now, Will is just lying, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
he doesn't care about Dom.
And Dom's going to figure that out pretty quick, too.
Yeah.
He has some conversations with people in the house, Inez specifically.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But, you know, Dom says that he doesn't want to go back into mole mode. What is mole mode?
We should probably ask Mitch, right? I'm sure he knows.
What's the goal? Complete the mission. Find the mole. Who the mole? I don't know. If I don't know, I'm going home.
Oh, that's what mole mode is. So we get to the challenge, which is cringy or cute. Should we go through these, Ben?
Sure, sure.
Sharing each other's toothbrush.
We've talked about this many times.
It comes up in every show.
They really don't change it up too much, do they? You know, a lot of these questions were really like, do you think these things that border on gross, would you call them cute? That's basically what this whole game is.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was basically.
And you know how I feel. I think it's cringy, but would you describe it as cute?
No, but under the...
Like, I know that you're okay with the toothbrush sharing, but would you say that it's like,
cute. Under the rules of the game, I would say cute because I have no problem with it.
See, because I would be the obnoxious person playing this game asking Nick, well, I'm okay with it, but blah, 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 blah. I don't think it's cute. I wouldn't call it cute.
Well, he said cute means something you would do or maybe have done. So I would say cute.
I would say cringy. Yeah.
Okay. The next one. I really liked what Francesca said.
Under extreme circumstances, I think it's okay. Because, like, sometimes if you're, like, intimate, like, you look booty holes.
Booty holes?
She does have a good point.
I like how instead of eating ass, she says booty holes. Very interesting, you know, use of the English lexicon that she likes to use here. Booty holes.
Yeah, makes it cute.
Yes, very cute.
Very cute.
Booty. She has a wonderful point. Popping each other's pimples. Cute, very cute.
This is a tough one for me because I have asked my wife to pop a pimple before, but it's in a place that's difficult, you know, it's like it'll be something on my back or something, you know. But so does that mean I have to say cute?
Well, you have done it.
All right, fine. Cute.
But you don't like it.
No. I would do it, but I don't like it. Yeah.
You can say cringy if you want.
Cringy.
Okay. I was going to say I played this game with Maria and we got all cute. So just want to say.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yes. I just want to say that Francesca says that's absolutely foul. Go in the water to Inez. But I'm like, I don't know. Is it? This is so gross. But you lick booty hole? I mean, like, are we really gonna compare like what's grosser?
Yeah, by her measure. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying don't like I'm not saying which one is gross, but don't shame people and say they should go in the water. You know, I'm just saying like that's what I'm saying is so weird.
No, I know. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Yes.
I already know your answer on this next one because you've said it many times.
Well, here's what threw me off. I was like, does baby talk mean like pet names and being silly, or does it literally mean
like, oh, my little baby?
Yeah. Once I realized that's what it meant, I was like, oh, cringy. It literally means baby talk.
Pet names is normal.
Like talking to the person like they're a literal baby. I was like, oh my God, cringy.
Like, I like what Francesca said. Like, I would talk to my dog that way because it's a little dog.
Yeah. You know, I have to say though, Chloe talking baby talk was really funny. You know,
what did like, she? I don't.
She was just
that.
Like, "Oh, Mitchell, your little baby." Like, oh, woo, woo, woo. Like it sounds a lot.
little virgin. Okay.
Little virgin. Like, it sounds a lot better in a British accent than an American accent talking baby talk. So I'd have to put that in the, unless they're British and talking to me, maybe they can do baby talk.
Yes, yes.
But, if you're British. Cringy if you're British, an exception. Giving a public declaration of love.
I also
love.
Think it's cringy.
Cringy, very cringy. I love this woman.
Oh yeah, so cringy, so cringy.
Yes. Nope. This is where Mitchell belly flops into the pool. That was really wild.
Mitch could have died a virgin.
That was very risky. I thought he was gonna injure himself.
Fingers crossed. That's what I was doing. Crossing my fingers open.
Using the bath after your partner has used it. Cringy.
Cringy. That's gross. Dirty. A bunch of dirty water. Right,
not only is it dirty, it's going to be cold. Like the water is going to be
true.
Cold.
I didn't even think about that part. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, it's going to be
cold. Just thinking about the dirty aspect, but you're right. Yeah. I want a fresh, hot bath.
Yeah, exactly. Georgia says it's cute because it saves water.
If they had said like taking a bath together, cute. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, nobody's gonna say that. Getting a dog together and calling it your first child.
Okay.
I know you're gonna say cute. I know it's okay.
It's I know it's okay. He is my Milhouse is my son. He's my baby boy. I love him so much. He's my firstborn. It's cute. It's cute.
Ben.
Yes.
I love you.
You say cringy.
Cringy. Yeah.
But just wait till you get a dog. Just wait.
It's just personal preference.
Just wait till you get a dog. Personal It'll be different preference. Once you're a parent, Max. Everything changes. Once you're a parent, everything changes. Your whole life changes, Max. I'm telling you.
Go into the bathroom in front of your partner. It's a big, big cringe for me. It's not my style.
Oh, that's so cringe. I was surprised anyone said cute.
Yeah, Damien. Some people are just like that. But he specifies he didn't say shitting. Okay, he specifies he didn't say shitting.
Okay, that's good specification. It is. I've had roommates who were couples before that.
Some people do. They shouldn't. Yeah. They're very comfortable. They're fine.
And all the power to them. But it was just one of those things where I was like, I could never do that.
I live in New York City. Me and Maria, we couldn't even fit in the bathroom together. Yeah. So it's fine. It's not even an option.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Calling each other's parents, mom and dad. Cringy. I don't understand this.
If you're married, I could see it, but
no. But how? What? They're not. It's not my mom.
No, I know. I know.
Do you call Amy's mom mom?
No, I don't.
It's very, very.
I don't
weird.
Think they. I think it would make them uncomfortable too. Maybe.
I don't know. My high school girlfriend, her and her parents called all of their friends' parents mom and dad.
It's a thing. A lot of people do it.
But like all parents, they would call mom and dad. And that is very weird. And I was like, you're not calling my mom mom. You're calling her by her name. No one's going to like that. It doesn't make sense. I'm not okay with it.
I guess it's like a term of endearment.
Well, no, it's unacceptable behavior.
Our chat, someone says they think it's cute. She calls her husband's grandma, grandma. Maria does.
So. You know, power to you. Think it's very interesting.
It's to me, it's just like the bathroom situation. It's like
it's equivalent.
It's not for
watching.
Me. It's not for me, but I get it if other people are doing it because it's like. Maybe to a certain degree, it's about forming a closer bond, and by giving those titles, maybe you do that. I don't know for them, but that's not for me. I form a closer bond by just forming a closer bond. But
yeah, people who do that like watching each other shit. That's what we're saying.
Yes. Okay. Good.
Yeah. See the people in the chat call grandparents.
It's mostly
their in-laws' grandparents. That for some reason. That feels
probably
that feels more cute to me than the mom and dad thing.
Well, grandmas and grandpas, they all have nicknames, you know, like you get pop pop and things like that. You know, it's like,
can I just say that I'm impressed by all these grandparents that are alive?
Amazing.
I'm always like, alive grandparents. Holy shit. Are they 100?
Well,
that's very impressive.
Yeah. Well done.
That's why I think I'm like, wow, they're alive.
Let's give an applause to all the old
give an applause to living living grandparents. Let's go.
You know what I think it is, though, man?
To another living year of life.
You know what I think it is, though? I think that they call them grandma, grams, whatever, because their partner just doesn't know their grandparents' actual name. They've always just called them grandma.
Yes, right? That's what it has to be.
They don't actually know their name. That's what it is.
So Inez and Will go on a date. Inez says this date is very French. In the beginning, did she say that? I felt like
she did because of fondue. Because of fondue,
there was no fondue at this one. This is the one with the feather.
Oh, okay. French do that? They tickle each other with feathers?
Well, I don't know. She also says,
I don't think I can ever get, you know, feet horny.
She can't get feet horny.
Whatever.
She should try harder. She should get feet horny. You know, it's a mental block. You have to believe in yourself and you can get feet horny if you really try.
Yeah. You gotta try really hard.
Yes. Will tickles her with a feather and get this amazing line.
It's half sexy, half like a little fluffy panda is trying to lick my ear.
I definitely thought of the panda thing and I was like, show it!
That was
show
amazing.
Show her!
Great editing. Good
I
job.
Was so happy. And, yeah. and then Carousel had the tongue sticking out. I was like, perfection.
Yep.
Yes. I like how Will says he doesn't know about being feathered, but he will drink champagne. He's like, if I'm feathered, I'll have my eyes closed and I'll lose my eye on the game and the win. I will be vulnerable and I can't win if that happens.
You think that was the reason why? It was because of competition?
Yes.
I think it's because he's ticklish. That's what
my eyes off the prize.
I think he wanted to keep up his tough guy persona and he didn't want to get tickled and go,
yeah, then he can't win. To let down his guard.
Yeah. You don't want to let down your guard.
Yeah. This is where he reveals that he's in to win. And Inez says, what about love? Why do I keep being British? Oh, God damn it. Oh, oui, oui, Francais. What about love? Is that better? Is that more French?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Yet Will says a confessional that there was a spark on the first date, but now there are issues because Inez is really nice. But this is a competition show, and he's going to approach it with a full expectation that he will win. I don't know if he's going to win.
I don't know if anyone else is playing. He might be the only person.
Yeah, I know. It's like a fun game.
Like, cool. What are you going to win at the end?
Yeah.
What's the prize?
I mean, I think you're going to have a hard time winning against, like, there's a real couple in here who are boyfriend and girlfriend, you know? You have a hard time.
If the producers were as evil as they should be, they would tell Will going in that there is a mole in the group, and if he finds them, he will win $250,000.
Yes.
just to like really fuck with his head.
They should bring him into confessionals and give him a quiz and tell him that everybody else is getting quizzes, but that they're not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, he goes up to Joey and he's like, "So who are you thinking?" And Joey's like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Who are you thinking?"
And Joey's like, well, Carousel, obviously. And Will's like, what?
Do you think you're sleeping with the mole?
Amazing. Joey and Carousel talk. They think Will's going to mix things up, but they swear their love to each other. And Joey has Carousel to live together. Yeah, I don't know, guys. I don't know. It's happening.
I don't know,
so
Max.
Fast.
I actually kind of think that it might happen for them.
I'm cynical.
I really am expecting a post from them at the end of this that says they're still together.
Yeah. I don't know. But then this sweet moment is ruined by everybody cannonballing into the pool, you know, ruining this.
Yeah.
But.
Not cool.
They have a pool party and there's 11 days left. The next morning, Joey, Carousel, and Francesca talk. Joey tells Francesca that she looked really mad that they lost the challenge day, and Francesca says she might have the ick. She says Damien does this thing where he kisses up her arm very slowly, and he kisses her with his eyes open. Now, Ben, I have to say I have one thing to bring up. The only way that she can know that he's kissing her with his eyes open is if she has her eyes open. So
there is another way. It's if she's looking at the dailies, the footage of the show, or she's got a camera set up.
No, she's opening her eyes. They're both kissing with her eyes open. They're a perfect match. She should just
That's true. They are.
They're just kissing with their eyes open. What's the big deal? They both each other while they kiss.
Yeah.
Now the slow arm kissing, doing the same move over and over again, annoying.
It was really funny when they showed that clip right when she said that.
If she could just communicate with her partner, you know.
Yeah, seriously, why can't she just be like, okay, the arm kissing thing, I guess this is your move. It's not my thing. That's all you gotta say.
Yeah, now, this theory that she has is great. She says that Gigi said he was bad in bed on Love is Blind, and she feels he wants to pursue her in the bedroom so badly to redeem himself, and she doesn't know what part of this is real. Does he want to date her or fuck her and prove to the world that he is good in bed? So now I'm like,
love that that came back. I love that the Gigi thing has lived in everybody's minds up till this point. It's great.
We thought about this too, and I'm wondering, I'm like, so have they not had sex yet? I guess not. And then I'm like,
no, I guess not. Yeah.
Couldn't Francesca just not talk about it and then we wouldn't know?
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not saying that's a reason for her to continue with it if it's bothering her. I'm just saying it's kind of a flaw if that was his plan, because she's not required to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah. She's really good at finding people's insecurities and their weaknesses, isn't she?
Yeah.
Like, she's a master at it.
She love
can pinpoint it to a T.
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of an obvious one. But I just love that, like, she got it. So I think she's going to be moving on from Damien. This Abby thing could definitely be a thing.
Love it. I love it.
Did you notice Carousel's Hello Panda shirt? Finally, some panda stuff.
Finally.
Finally. Now, I want the full costume next.
Why isn't she chewing on bamboo, you know, when she's sitting on the couch, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. Please.
Inez and Dom. Inez has realized that Will is just here to win perfect match and doesn't care about falling in love. She tells Dom she wants someone to be genuine and vulnerable. Yeah. With her.
She just wants someone who's okay with being tickled by a feather.
Yeah. You know, influencers are so genuine and vulnerable at all times. I don't get why she isn't having an easy time in this house.
Well, just look, you know, proof in point, Francesca on TikTok. So vulnerable.
Yes. All those ads for furniture companies. this is where she realizes that the night that Dom was going to leave was like her one chance to, you know, explore that time with her, but she ignored her own impulses. And now she's not going to get to end up with him, because she couldn't possibly try to match up with him while he's with Georgia.
It really is an impossible task. It's going to take Georgia breaking up with him for him to be done with her. And she will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not the second the show's done.
Why can't she just say, Dom, be with me. You don't really have anything going on with Georgia. No, yeah. You're right. It wouldn't really work out.
Well, that's why I'm really glad that Will put Dom on the date. It's like, whether it was for the wrong reasons or not, I don't care. I'm just glad that Dom is being stripped away from his partner for a second.
Yes. So we get to Uncle Nick's creepy closet, and Nick Lachey lets them know that they will each pick one single to invite to come here. So no compromising.
Yeah, do you think that's because people were steamrolling before?
Do you think they had to change it
up a little?
Yeah. I think a little bit. I also, but like, this is the cynic in me, because, which I know is very cynical. Like, I know that we initially didn't think that they were going to allow like two women or two men to like date each other and match up, right? And then And now that they did, I'm like, do you think that this was planned by the producers? Because it's so juicy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Chloe with Mitchell, Fran with Dom, all of those are pretty intentional. Yeah, yeah. They're being led.
Yeah, it feels very planned. But I'm glad
they're leading
the
horse to water and they're and the horse is drinking.
I'm glad that it is happening. I really thought that it wouldn't because of their whole like, well, we can't do like a gay season or a queer season of Love is Blind.
Well, we talked about this in an earlier episode that like, hey, you know, what happens when Abby comes in? You know, can Francesca and her go out on a date?
Yeah.
You know, can someone put them on one? So yeah, they did. Great. Love it. Love it.
So the four choices are Elsie, Diamond, Abby, and Anne Sophie. They choose Dom and Elsie. They consider Dom and Elsie first. And as things, Elsie can get along with anyone because she is a ray of sunshine.
Well, and what we know from Love is Blind is that she just small talks with everybody. So yeah, she can get along with everybody.
She doesn't get deep. She just gets
she doesn't get deep.
Yes.
Yeah. She's stuck in the shallows.
Yes. Should have warned me about that. We're far from the shallow now. Will doesn't think Dom and Georgia have a genuine love connection. But Inez warns him about the loyalty, but Will says he's thinking about I'm thinking about a connection for Dom, not about anything else. Sure, Will. Okay. This isn't a strategic thing. They then talk about,
I think it's great. I love that he's fucking around with Dom. I love it. I love it because this is exactly what Dom's worst nightmare is Will coming in and being strategic and fucking up his time there. Yeah.
They then consider Diamond for Dom. And Inez says Dom is emotional and sensitive, and Diamond is more fun and cheeky, and she suggests Anne Sophie, but Dom says, I appreciate that, but this is my choice. He's like, it's final. I get to choose. Whatever.
Okay, fine.
I'm fucking with Dom, okay?
I approve.
I approve, too. It's funny.
Dom is too boring. You gotta, like, if people aren't always, like, toying with him and pushing his buttons, then nothing is going to happen with that guy on screen. Yeah. So.
And then, and as in confessional, it's like, I know what's going on. It's very transparent. And then we know Abby is coming in. Francesca, I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah. I'm so stoked.
Based on the previews, I think that they're at least going to kiss from a trailer that I saw. We have not seen the next episode yet, so that should be good. So we are going to be back tomorrow, which is Thursday the 23rd. Just to give you the schedule for the rest of the week, we're going to be back recapping episode 8 of Perfect Match, and we are also going to be recapping this week's episode of Are You the One? And then we're going to be uploading this week's episode of Match Center. That is our Patreon exclusive weekly recap of the week's episodes of Perfect Match, where we recap our favorite moments of the week. We give awards to everyone like best couple, worst couple, soundbite king and queen, sassiest honey, dirtiest dogs. We go through all the social media and we predict what's going to happen on the next week. It starts at just $5 a month. We have tons of patrons, just got a bunch of new ones. And we have over 50 episodes of bonus content, including our coverage of Love is Blind Season 1, Circle Season 1, Love is Blind Brazil, tons of great stuff. And it's all available at patreon.com/realityalert. We hope to see you there. Yes.
And each week we get our special guest, Max's girlfriend, Maria. So you get to enjoy her podcasting with us as well.
Yes. So thank you for all of you that joined us live. And if you want to join us live, the best thing you can do is subscribe to us on youtube.com/realityalert. And remember that we're not going to podcast anymore unless we get 50 followers on Instagram at Instagram at Reality Alert Podcast.
Yes.
So we'll see you all very soon.
Tread carefully. Thank you. Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
I don't think I can ever get, you know, feet horny.